personally, for all of us, it's something which is a tremendous chus. It also seems very right. It seems very natural. First of all, I just want to express our appreciation to the Goldschneider family for opening their home, their beautiful space here in Yerushalayim for us to learn in. Hashem should bless them. They should have simchas here. And Yishuv Tov and Eretz HaKodesh. And continue to have their home be filled with Torah and Yiddishkeit and Yiddish Nachas. Also thank you to Rav Davido and Tarina for making time every Kippur to help us make the most of this auspicious time, help us kind of tap in to the special nature of this night. I hope that this is going to be the first of many times during this year that we have the opportunity to get together and to learn together and to connect with one another. Let's put it out there that the Chol Moed Sukkos, also have Simchas Beis Shaliva, everybody's invited to. Friends, alumni, family, everyone who's part of what we're trying to do in HASC, whether actually having worked in camp, or just in the level of Nefesh, somebody who feels a part of things, we'd love to have you. We would celebrate Zman Simchasenu, Sukkos together in Yerushalayim, and there are other opportunities throughout the year to be able to be a part of things, to help be supportive of, and identify with our efforts to provide for Klal Yisrael in the way that we are in Parksville. It's a marathon that takes place here during Chodesh Adar. In Chutzlar Slahavdil, there's also a marathon happening in Fort Lauderdale. Whether you're here or you're there, it would be tremendous if you're able to be a part of it. Thank you for considering, and thank you for everything throughout the year that everyone's doing to be a part of things. Yom Kippur is Achas Pashana. It's the one time of the year that the Jewish people are able to go consciously, physically, actively, openly into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kohen Gadol, who embodies, manifests, encapsulates the souls of every Jew, past, present, and future, going into the Holy of Holies, that place which is outside of time, and outside of space, and beyond measure, the source and the root of Nishmas Yisrael, which is beyond measure, just outside of time, outside of das, just completely outside of time and space and reason, and drawing down from there, drawing down from there, Slicha Mechila Kapara, and restoration and renewal, a new beginning for the entire world and for Am Yisrael. Anybody who's spent any time in Camp HASC at all knows that that's really what we're trying to access. What we're trying to draw from, what we're trying to actively and consciously connect ourselves to. The way we relate to one another, the way we relate to others, the way we do for one another, at the Kohen Gadol, going with Nai, with Nim, going to the most inside place and drawing down the Midas HaRachamim on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So it's very appropriate to be able to get together in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, as close as we can be to the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Erev Yom Kippur. And again, thank you to the Goldschneiders. Thank you to everyone for coming. This is such a special thing. An unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. Thank you to Rav Davido. Thank you to Rina. And Hashem should help that you should be zochet to see already next year the avoda of the Kohen Gadol and Beis HaMikdash.
Sure, how it's not so often that that I get to give a share in front of my wife. I'm not sure how she knew in her wisdom to come specifically to a share, which is a tefillah for everything we're trying to do in our house, which, you know, hopefully by the end we'll understand. But the bini yisera of the Nashim Sirkanios. It's always a special thing to be able to give shirim, especially since I spend most of my time from 9 to 5 with guys. There's something special about being able to give a shir. Chazal say, I say it all the time, I never have an opportunity to give a shir just to Benot Yisrael. Chazal said in the Zchus of the Nashim Tzirkanios, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And the Zchus of the Nashim Tzirkanios, we're going to be redeemed by Asad Lavo. So I guess I'll start with a story. There were many shtiblach that surrounded the court of one of the great Alexander Rebbes. And each of the Batei Medrash had its own tam, but they were all, well, a little shul over here, a little shul over here. Each of them finding their guidance from the esteemed Alexander Rebbe. And strangely enough, one of the shuls that surrounded this block of shtiblach was a shul that was called Der Chafetz Chaim Shtibel. Der Chafetz Chaim Shtibel. The shul of the Chafetz Chaim. Not the shul of those who desire life, the Chafetz Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim. And in that shul, very strangely, was the only shul in this town where these Alexander Hasidim gathered around the court of the Rebbe. It was the only shul in this entire town where they said Yom Kippur Katan. They said the tefillos, the slichos of Yom Kippur Katan. So the maisa was that one time the Chafetz Chaim was traveling as he was going around being poel on behalf of the Jewish people, and he ended up in this town and he was looking for a place to daven. And he walked into this shtibel and he waited for a few Jews to gather and he said, "Nu chaver, daven mincha, maybe daven a mincha." So I said, "Yeah, sure. We're just getting ready. I'll wash our hands, put on our gartels, we'll get ready." And the Chafetz Chaim said, "Great." So he sat there. And the Chazan gets up to the Amud and he starts saying, "Asher Yoshev Yisech Od Yaluch Hasela." And the Chafetz Chaim was beside himself. He said, "Oh, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's Yom Kippur Katan today. You guys don't say Yom Kippur Katan, you don't say Erev Rosh Chodesh. Special slichos that you say, it's almost Rosh Chodesh." So one of the older Hasidim turned to the Chafetz Chaim and he said to him, "Chafetz Chaim, the Rebbe sagt nicht. The Rebbe doesn't say it. So what we should say? The Rebbe doesn't say Yom Kippur Katan and we're going to stand here and say Yom Kippur Katan." So the Chafetz Chaim, with his wit and his charm, with a smile, said to them, "Let me give you a mashal to what this is like." He said, "There were once two Jews who met each other in the train station in Krakow. There was one Jew, he saw someone sitting in the corner. He looked from afar, he said, I think that's a fellow Jew, I think it's a Yid." So he went running over to him, and it turned out it was. He said, "Ah, Shalom Aleichem." He said, "Are you waiting for the train?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You're going to Warsaw also? The train's going to Warsaw. You're going to Warsaw?" He said, "Yeah, I'm going to Warsaw." He said, "Let's sit together. We'll talk a little. You know, we'll cheer each other up. It's a long journey. It's a bunch of hours." So he said, "Okay, that sounds really great. Let's sit together on the train." So the train eventually pulls up, and they get on the train. They sit down together, and they're talking a little bit, and Yoni Dioma, and they're, you know, and one of them falls asleep for a few minutes, and he gets back up, and offers him a few ruglach, you know. And they're talking to each other, and all of a sudden the train pulls into the next station after Krakow. And this Yid, who was sitting in the corner, extends his hand to the guy who was sitting next to him. He says, "Shalom Aleichem, it was really great to sit next to you," and he's getting off the train. And as the doors are about to close, the Jew who approached him at first said, "I thought you said you were going to Warsaw." And he said, "I am going to Warsaw. It's just that, you know, I can tell you're obviously a pretty rich man. And it must be that you bought a ticket that goes straight from here, from Krakow, to Warsaw, one stop. But you know how it is. The guys come with the ticket punchers and they punch the holes and they make sure." He said, "Me, I'm not such a rich guy. I bought a ticket that takes me from Krakow to the stop after Krakow. And this is how I travel. I'm so poor, I buy a ticket that gets me to the next stop. Then I get off, I go find the shul, I collect a little bit of money. And when I have enough money for the next tachana, so I go from there to the next one, and eventually," he said, "I'll catch up with you in a few days, I'll meet you in Warsaw. Eventually I'll get there." So the Chafetz Chaim turned to these Hasidim and he said, "You know, your Rebbe's a very rich man. He's a very rich man. He can travel on a single ticket from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur straight. But us," and the Chafetz Chaim included himself, he said, us, you know, we're not so rich. We're struggling. So what do we have to do? We have to go from tachana to tachana, from one Rosh Chodesh to the next Rosh Chodesh, and we get off the train, and we ask a little slicha, a little mechila, a little kapara. And we say, Rabbona Shalom, we can't make it from one Yom Kippur to the next. We have to say Yom Kippur Katan, because otherwise we'll never get there. And the chassidim were moved, but they said, the Rebbe zaknisht. You know, the Rebbe doesn't say it. But when they told the story to the Alexander Rebbe said, if Hashem made it, that the Chafetz Chaim came to this shul and this happened here, so I want that at least in this shtibel, in our shchuna, that we should have Yom Kippur Katan here every month. So I'm thinking about this story, and I'm thinking about this Jew, this poor Jew, who's trying to get to Warsaw, and he's working little by little to get to Warsaw. Can you imagine how this Jew feels when he gets to that final tachana before he knows that, you know, on the little placard it says, next stop, Warsaw? Can you imagine how that Jew feels when he knows that he's been working and going slowly and collecting a few pennies here, and then he gets off the train and he falls down and he has to go and beg again like a schlepper and to ask for a little bit more time. And slowly but surely he's making his way closer and closer to Warsaw. And on the one hand, as he's getting to that last stop and he's about to, the train is pulling in, we're standing now by Erev Warsaw, Erev Yom Kippur, we're getting to that place. And on the one hand, there's a certain sense of trepidation, there's a certain sense of fear, because at Warsaw we know that what's waiting for us is not just a Rebbe who can look at us deeply and x-ray our neshama from head to toe, but the Melech Malchem Lachem Hashem Yisbarach can look at us. But at the same time, there's such a sense of simcha that we're finally getting there. We're getting to the place where the greatest amongst us, the Alexander Rebbe's amongst us, are able to somehow tap into that place of this train ticket from Warsaw, and that takes them all the way to the next year. That from this place of Yom Kippur, they're able to go all the way to the next year. It's not Yom Kippur Katan, it's Yom Kippur. And it's a time when we can load up on funds so that we can get from here to the next, all the way from one train station to the next, without having to stop in between all the time. Whether we say Yom Kippur Katan or we don't say Yom Kippur Katan. So we have to begin to prepare a little bit to try. Because Od Ma'at, and we're going to be standing, the train's going to come to stop and the doors will open. And we'll be there, and Mirza Hashem, our friend from the story, will be there also, and say, ah, you finally made it. So I just want to share with you an idea that I've been thinking about. And I guess it starts from a steer in the Rambam. It's a steer that many people point out. Rav Soloveitchik spoke a lot about this. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in the first parak writes that there's something very special about this thing called Yom Kippur. However, the Rambam says that even though Tshuva and Yom Kippur are very special, there are gradations. There are four different stages, Chas v'shalom lo aleinu, that a person can descend into the depths of depravity, that it's much harder to come out of. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, Af al pi she'atshuva mechaperes al hakol, v'itzumo shel yom kippur mechaper, yesh averos shehin mischapers ha'shaitan, v'yesh averos shehin mischapren, el la'acher zman. Even though Yom Kippur and Tshuva are so powerful, there are some averos that it takes a little bit longer to heal. And the Rambam enumerates four different categories. If a person is over, says the Rambam, over adam al mitzvah ase she'in bakaris ase Tshuva, if a person violates one of the mitzvahs ase. One day, they wake up late, they don't say kriyat shema, they somehow miss out on shaking the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Something happens and Mrs. Ase goes wrong. No karis. They didn't miss bris mila or anything like that. So the Rambam says, a mitzvah ase, a person does tshuva, and immediately they don't even have to move from their place. And the lashon of the Rambam, if the mitzvah doesn't have any kares, eno zaz mim komo, he doesn't have to move from his place, and immediately he gets tshuva. Avra mitzvah losase she'en ba kares, if a person violates a mitzvah losase, that has no kares, no mises bezdin, it's not one of the chamuros, he violates the mitzvah losase, eat something you shouldn't have eaten. So the Rambam says, this young man or woman could do tshuva, but the truth is it takes a little bit more to rub off the stain. Osa tshuva, tshuva tolu v'yom kippur mechaper. They have to wait till Yom Kippur to really get rid of the blemish of a losase. A losase is much, much stronger. And then Chas HaShalom Ram says, sometimes a person could be over on an Isser, Avar al Krisus, and Mises Bezdin, Va'asa Tshuva, Tshuva V'yom HaKippurim Tolin, V'yisurin Mechaper. A person violates an Isser, Mises Bezdin, or Krisus, and Tshuva, Yom Kippur come and go, and it's still not totally, it's not, the records are not wiped clean. And he has to wait, or she has to wait for Chas HaShalom Lo'olin, V'yisurin, to come on a person. And then the Rambam says that sometimes, chalila, a person can not only do a losaseh, not only a losaseh with karis and misas bezdin, but sometimes it could be any number of types of averos, but sometimes chas Hashem can come with chil Hashem. A person creates a vacuum of kvod Hashem in the world. And that the Rambam says, tshuva comes and goes, Yom Kippur comes and goes, Yisurin come and go. And Rachman al-Atzlan, a person stays with that Aveira until, God forbid, after 120. And at 120, once the person falls, and he returns his neshama to Hashem, at that moment he becomes clean, but until that moment he's stuck with this Aveira. Now, I don't know about you, but we don't have to get to the steer in the Rambam. That itself feels like a ton of bricks, which is not easily digested. Coming face to face with this Rambam is not a comfortable feeling. But what's very strange is that just a few prakim later in Perek Zayin, the Rambam gives us a very different picture of tshuva. No gradations, no dargos, no levels of Yom Kippur and tshuva and Yisurin and Chas V'Shalom Lo Aleinu, Misa Bim L'chaper. The Rambam tells us Gidola tshuva, this is in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. Gidola tshuva shemekareves es ha'adam l'shechina, shenemar shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Great is tshuva because it draws a person close to Hashem. It's mekareves es ha'adam before Hashem. V'nemar v'lo shavtem ad num Hashem. V'nemar im tashuv Yisrael num Hashem. If you return to me, im tachzir b'tshuva, be sidbak. You'll be able to cling to me. You'll come close to me. And then says the Rambam, listen to this. Emesh hayezeh sonoi. Just, emesh doesn't even mean yesterday. It doesn't mean etmol, it doesn't mean like yesterday. It means last night, within a matter of minutes. It was nighttime, something happened. Emesh, just a few minutes ago, hayezeh sonoi lifnei amakom. This person was hated by Hashem. Meshukatz meruchak v'toiv. It was a person who Hashem couldn't stand to look at. Vayom. And today, who ov v'nechmad karuv yedid, he's beloved, he's so cute to Hashem, he's close to Hashem, he's his best friend, in the matter of minutes. What happened to all the levels? What happened to Yom Kippur? What happened to tshuva? What happened to... All we have is a person does tshuva, and all of a sudden, there's no more levels, it's not Yom Kippur, no Yisurin, no, you don't have to wait till you're dead. All of a sudden, the person who yesterday was hated, is karuv yedid nechma. Now sometimes there's a steer in the Rambam which rings a little bit more academic. But sometimes there's a steer in the Rambam that we somehow sense that if we can solve the mystery of this Rambam, the steer of the Rambam, if we can figure out how to somehow put ourselves in halacha vav in perek zayin instead of in halacha dalet in perek aleph. I don't think there's anybody in this room who wouldn't want to do that. This isn't just an academic Rambam that we need to somehow solve. How could it be Rambam? In one place you said the halacha is X, and in another place you said halacha is Y. This isn't an obscure Rambam in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos or the laws of Chavala, of a person damaging someone else, where the Rambam seems to contradict himself, or even the laws of Tefillah. This is something that our whole life is hanging. So like a good Jewish boy, I want to answer a question with a question. There's a Gemara in Yuma that talks about a machlokes between the tzdukim and the chachamim. The Gemara says that the tzdukim would darshan the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki ba'anan ereh." In a cloud, the Kohen Gadol has to be seen as he's entering the Kodesh Kedoshim. When he goes in, he has to approach Hashem in a cloud. The tzdukim understood this, "Ki ba'anan ereh," means that when I walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim already, the cloud has to be kind of coming up, has to be billowing from the Ketores. In other words, I take the Ketores, and I take the gachalim, I take the coals, and I put the Ketores on the fire before I walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and mitoch, the smoke rising, I walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Whereas the Chachamim, based on other psukim, understood that no. When the Kohen Gadol walks into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he walks in as he is, with the Ketores in his hand, and with the pan of fiery coals waiting to drop the Ketores into them. And the Chachamim say that when the Kohen Gadol walks into the Kodesh Kedoshim, after he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he drops the Ketores onto the fiery coals, and the smoke starts to billow. And that's what it means when it says Ki ba'anan ereh, because there are other psukim that seem to indicate that it happens inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Svarim HaKadoshim explain that the machlokas between the tzdukim and the chachamim is really quite a remarkable machlokas. It's quite a profound machlokas. It's not just talking about the psukim, not just darshaning psukim. The tzdukim had a taina against the chachamim. The taina that the tzdukim had against the chachamim was, how dare you walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlachim and start playing around with the Ketores when you're standing in front of him. When the top chef walks into the king's chamber to present him with his dinner, he doesn't say, "Oh, give me one second, I just have to put some ketchup on the French fries." You walk in with the plate, with the silver platter on top of it, and you walk in and you say, "Your Majesty, dinner is served," and you pick up the platter, and everything is prepared in front of the king. You don't start patchking around once you're standing in front of the king. It's a chutzpah. And my question that I want to ask to answer the question of the Rambam is, aren't they right? It's a good time. It really is quite disrespectful to walk in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlachim and start to make final preparations. Because I'm really, really Jewish, I want to answer that question with one more question. When a young man and a young woman decide to get married, one of the amazing brachos that we say under the chuppah, one of the amazing brachos that we say under the chuppah is, "Asher yatzaras ha'adam b'tzelmo," that Hashem made man in his image, b'tzelmo, "b'tzelem d'mus tavnito," V'hiskin lo mimenu binyan ade'ad, baruch ata Hashem yotzer adam. A bracha which says, Hashem made us in His image. Hashem made us in His image. And He prepared for us, v'hiskin lo mimenu, from Himself, a binyan ade'ad, like the bracha that we make to every chassan and kallah. So that should be a binyan ade'ad. It should be an everlasting binyan between the two of you. A binyan ade'ad. Yotzer ha'adam, baruch ata Hashem, yotzer ha'adam, God who creates man. So I'm not one to project any chalila shortcomings on Chazal, but what is the bracha that they organized here for us? Tchila v'sofo sosun zadzeh, what is the beginning of the bracha? Hashem created us in His image. Hashem created us in His image. And He prepared for us a binyan ade'ad, an everlasting marriage between these two young people. Baruch atah Hashem yotzer ha'adam. Blessed is Hashem who created man the way He created him. So we all just went through an amazing tekufa of the Yimei Ha'el. And the truth is that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Elul are very much connected to each other. Everybody knows the famous Ramaz, Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li is Rosh Tevos. El Sofi Tevos, Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li. Yod, 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 40 days, it's the 30 days of El and the 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva getting us to Yom Kippur. Which means that on some level it's one package deal. The 30 days of El and the 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And in the Sfarim, even though there are many, there are three main Rosh Tevos, three main Nekudos that are expressed to try to relate the relationship that a Jewish person has to El. And in an amazing way, the Torah and those who darshan these Rosh Tevos are giving us a path to get to Yom Kippur. Amongst the three most famous Rosh Tevos, we find, based on the Pasuk just a few weeks ago in the Parsha, Es levavcha ve'es levav zar'echa. Es levavcha ve'es levav zar'echa. The Torah says, Hashem will mal, Hashem will do a bris milah on your heart and the heart of your children. Elul. Hashem will do a bris milah to the Jewish people. He'll circumcise our hearts. Secondly, the pasuk says, "Mishloach manos ish lereehu umatanos leevyonim." A man to his friend, and gifts to the poor. And third, and most famously, as I mentioned a moment ago, "Ani ledodi v'dodi li." And these three Rosh Tevos are not for happenstance. The three most popular, famous, widely spread Rosh Tevos. It's not for nothing. Dvarim gedolim einu b'mikra, like the Maharal says all the time. If these are the three that are spread throughout Kfutzos B'nai Yisrael, then this is telling us something. And what I think it's telling us is that there are three relationships that we have with the Ribbono Shalom, with Hashem, with the Master of the Universe. There's a relationship we have with Hashem, which is the relationship of a father and a son. Or a master and his servant. Avinu Malkeinu, if you will. And the responsibility of a father to his son is the responsibility of Umal Hashem Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha. Our relationship with Hashem is a relationship of father to son. Hashem does circumcise our hearts and He does command us on a top-down as a father does his son. But Hashem is also called Achai V'Re'ai. Hashem is also called our friend. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, ani Hashem. I am Hashem. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Chazal already tell us that v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is not just talking about your friend who's your friend down the street. Hashem is your friend. We have a relationship with Hashem, which is a relationship of friendship. Ish l're'ehu. Re'ehu. And then, of course, there's the deepest relationship of all, which is the relationship that Hashem has with us. Ami ledodi vedodi li, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me, the relationship of husband and wife. So important is this relationship. So important are these three relationships and the path to getting through all of them. That Hashem wanted to tell us this, to give us this, in the very beginning of the Torah. There's a famous line from the Vilna Gaon in the Tzafer Ditznusa in the very beginning in the Hakdama, where the Vilna Gaon says that if a person really knows how to look at the Torah properly, they can see the entirety of the Torah in the first pasuk of the Torah. Bereishis bara Elokim yesh hashamayim veyesh ha'aretz contains everything. And there were other tzaddikim who added to that, that if a person really knows how to look deep, you can see it in Bereishis, and if you know how to really look deep, you can find it even in the base of Bereishis, or even in the dot of Bereishis, which is not even in the Sefer Torah. So one time there was a chassid of the Vilna Gaon, if you could say such a thing. There was a supporter of the Vilna Gaon who came to his Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, I recently had a baby and it was a firstborn and there's going to be a pidyon ben, I want to invite you. He said, so great. He said, I remember Rebbe, you said that the Torah contains everything within the first word of the Torah in Bereishis. So the Vilna Gaon, without even having him to finish the sentence, said, yeah, Bereishis. Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yom Tipada, the first son after 30 days should be redeemed. Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yom Tipada, Bereishis. Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yom Tipada. I said, wow, it's really unbelievable. But Hashem wanted to tell us something even more profound than that. The Nefesh HaChaim, the student of the Vilna Gaon, told us that even more deep than the letters of the Torah itself, which is, so to speak, the body of the Torah, the nekudos, which are so holy they couldn't even come down into the cloth of the Sefer Torah, tell us something even deeper. So I want to talk about this word Bereishis. Bereishis has three nekudos in it. A shva, a tzere, and a chirik. And in the very first pasuk in the Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to reveal to the Jewish people, this was pointed out by a tzaddik who was murdered Hashem Yikom Domo, Rav Shem Klingberg, in his Sefer Ohalei Shem. He said that in the very first word of the Torah, Hashem is telling us that there's a pathway to a relationship with Him. It begins with a shva, which is a top-down. There's one on top of the other, a father and a son. And then, after a while, a person moves a little bit past that relationship, they grow up a little bit mature, they say, Hashem's not just bossing me around. A person comes to Eretz Yisrael, they study for a little bit, maybe before, maybe a little after, maybe when they're 40, maybe when they're 70. Eventually a person comes around and realizes, Hashem's not bossing me around, Hashem is trying to do good for me, Hashem's my friend, He's giving me a good Eitzah. Like the Zohar says, it's not 613 mitzvos, commandments, it's 613 Eitzos, Hashem's my friend, He's giving me good advice. And that's the tzere, two dots standing next to each other. Until finally a person comes to the level of being so deeply intertwined that he realizes my ratzon is Hashem's ratzon and it's one thing, so it becomes a single dot. V'yu l'basar echad, they become one flesh. Basar mi basri etzam etzamai. Now that's very beautiful. But what's even more remarkable is that that shva is placed right under the letter Beis, which stands for Banim. The Tzere is under the Reish, which stands for Reim. And Aleph Shin, which go together, stands for Ish V'Isha. That's where the Chirik is. And that Hashem is telling us, have this relationship of Avinu Malkeinu, move to the relationship of Reim, and ultimately a person can taste the relationship of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Throughout Elul, and even now in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're saying the Mizmor of L'David. And if we want to play a game of one of these things is not like the other, there's a pasuk in there that doesn't exactly fit. Yes, it's true, the Mizmor is about finding some sort of refuge in Hashem. But the pasuk says, Avi v'imi azavuni, v'Hashem ya'asfeini. My father and my mother have left me, and Hashem has gathered me in. What did my father and my mother ever do? My father and my mother didn't leave me. My father and my mother have left me and Hashem has gathered me in. So what's amazing is that that pasuk that David HaMelech is saying should remind us of another pasuk. The pasuk says in the very beginning of the Torah by Bereishis, not the very, very beginning, but the very beginning, Vayomer Adam. And Adam said when he saw Chava for the first time, Zos hapam etzem me'atzamai. Zos hapam etzem me'atzamai u'basar mi'basri la'zos yikra isha ki me'ish l'kucha zos. Alkein ya'azov ish es aviv ves imo v'davak bi'ish tov yu l'basar echad. Therefore, a person should leave his mother and his father and should cling to his wife v'yu l'basar echad. Aviv v'imi azavuni is something that takes place during the days of Elul, because as a person moves through week 1, week 2, week 3 of Elul, with a little bit of introspection, we start to move from being a father and a son, to being friends, to being lebasar echad. And my parents are leaving me is the same thing as I'm leaving my parents in the beginning of Bereishis, because I'm getting married. And when I get married, I become one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam famously gave the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Who knows the Yud Gimel Ikarim? The second of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the Rambam pointed out, Ani ma'amin be'amunah shalim, I believe with complete faith, Sha'abor yisbarach echad, ve'ein yachduso kamo b'shum panim. Hashem is one and there's no oneness like Hashem at all. Hu levado elokeinu, He alone is our God. Ha'yahu v'viyah, He was, He is, and He will be. He was, He is, and He will be. So Rav Pam, the great Rosh Hashiva, pointed out that there shouldn't be Yud Gimel Ikarim, there should be 14. Because really number 2 has 2 totally different components in it. The first component is, there is only one God and there's no one who has any oneness like Him. Hu levado elokeinu, ein yachduso kamo b'shum panim. That's one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Hashem's unity. And then in the end, superfluously seemingly, the Rambam throws in, Ha'yahu v'viyah, He was, He is, and He will be. Which doesn't sound about Hashem's unity, it sounds like Hashem's eternity. He was, He is, and He will be. What does that have to do with the second of the Yud Gimel Ikarim? So Rav Pam so beautifully explained that Hashem is eternal because He is one. The only reason that this table, it should live and be well for a long time to come, the only reason that this table will one day, by the laws of Teva, no longer be functional, end up in some dumpster, is that there's a screw over here that's holding this leg together, and there's another screw over here that's holding this bolt in, and the legs are attached to the plastic, which is the table itself. And because at one point it was fused together, so by definition, at some point, that which was put together will eventually come apart. So Rav Pam said, it's not 2 ikarim, it's 1 ikar. Ani ma'amin be'amunah shalim ha'shabar yisbarach hu echad ve'ein yachduso kamoh. Hashem is one, He was never put together, and therefore He's never going to be able to be taken apart. And this itself is ha'yahu v'viyah. This is the fact that He always was, because He was never put together. And He can never be taken apart. He's eternal because He is one. And this is the secret of the bracha that we make under the chuppah, that Hashem made Adam in His image. In what way did Hashem make Adam in His image? Hashem made Adam and Chava one, so that even though it's true, there will be this delusion, this optical illusion that will be separated. And even though there's this optical illusion that sometimes we disagree with each other and sometimes we can't make it work out, and sometimes we do things that don't, it's one. It's etzame atzamai basar mi basri. And that's why it's a binyan adayad. Hashem made us in His image. That means that Hashem gave us a certain oneness. And that's what it means. Hiskin lo mimenu binyan adayad. Hashem granted from His own oneness the possibility to sustain a oneness between a husband and a wife. And that relationship between a husband and a wife is the secret to the machlokas between the tzedukim and the chacham. Because the tzedukim are absolutely 100% correct that it is utterly inappropriate for an eved of the king to walk in and start patchking around in front of the king and putting the ketores on the coals in the Kodesh Kedashim in front of the king's face. But if the queen walks in and decides that she wants to fix dinner in front of her husband, so there's absolutely no problem with that. And the reason that the Chachamim objected so strongly to the point that they actually made the Kodesh HaKadoshim avoda contingent upon an oath, a shvua from the Kohen Gadol before he walked in, that he would absolutely not light the ketores before he walked in. The reason for that oath is that Chazal wanted everybody to understand that Yom Kippur is not for nothing called by the Gemara and Tanis Yom Chasunasa, the day of the wedding. And like a chasun and kala fast on the day of the wedding, a Jewish person fasts on Yom Kippur. And when the Kohen Gadol walks into the Kodesh Kedashim on behalf of the Jewish people, he walks into the place which is referred to by Chazal as Cheder Horasi, Cheder Hamitos, the bedroom, the place of intimacy between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shechinteh, between Hashem and the Jewish people, that we do an act in the face of the tzedukim, a defiant act to say, we are the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, I believe, is the difference between the Rambam and Perek Aleph and Perek Zayin. See, there are two ways to do tshuva. One way to do tshuva is to work on the level of I did this wrong, I did that wrong, I did this wrong, I did that wrong. It was this act, it was this act. It was a mitzvah asay that doesn't have karis. It was a mitzvah lo asay that doesn't have mitzvah bezdin. It was a mitzvah asay that has mitzvah bezdin and it has karis. It was chil Hashem in this action. And if a person's working on the level of actions, so Hashem says, okay, let's work on the level of actions. There's step one, which is tshuva, and then there's Yom Kippur, and then there's Yisurin, and then there's... But that's not the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Zayin. Gidola tshuva shemekareves ha'adam l'shechina. We're not talking about actions anymore, we're talking about the etzem ha'adam. Instead of working on each individual action, the person says, let me overhaul the whole system. Instead of doing tshuva on this one action, let me transform myself. Let me be like a chasan or a kala on the day of the chuppah, where I become ketinok shenolad. I become like a totally different person. There's me pre, and there's me post. And it's not even the same person. It's not a mistake that the Rambam in the seventh parak, that's where he's talking about, you know, a person changes their name, because you're a different person in parak zayin. Because you're not working on the level of this action, that action. You're overhauling the whole system. You're saying, what is the relationship between me and Hashem? G'dola tshuva shemekareves es ha'adam l'shechina. There's a dveikus that's taking place. There's a oneness that's taking place. And so long as the person remains, I'm an individual who did X, Y, and Z, and he focuses on himself, and look how I failed, and look how I... Me. And he doesn't melt away into the relationship with Hashem. The more that he does that, the more that Hashem says, okay, let's take it one step at a time. Let's deal with this action. Let's deal with that action. But the Pasuk says that when the Kohen Gadol walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Tazayin, V'chol Adam lo yeh ba'ol mo'i b'vo l'chaper b'kodesh ad seisa. No person should be in the Ohel Moed, and the Kohen Gadol walks in to be Mechaper, Bakodesh, Ad Seis, until he leaves. There should be nobody there. So Chazal already point out, and the Svarim point out, because the Kohen Gadol becomes a Malach. So there's no person in the Kohen, not even the Kohen Gadol is a person. But I think in light of what we're saying, we could say something even one step deeper. Or to not say it in such a silly way, because how could you say deeper than Chazal? To reveal the inner depth of what Chazal are saying, is that when the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, no person should be in the Ol Moed, there's not a single person there. It's because the Kohen Gadol, as a representative of Am Yisrael, melts away into her Chasan and Hashem, so that there is no Kohen Gadol anymore. There's a Chirik. There's one Chirik, there's V'yu l'basar echad. Achas b'shana, like Rav Judah is saying. Achas b'shana. It's the time of the year where there's a one. Like Chazal say in the Bereishis Rabbah, Vayere vayivoker yom echad. There's day and there's night, yom echad. So Chazal say elsewhere, Vayere, this means the maisim shel rishayim. Vayere, darkness. Vayivoker, that's the maisim shel tzadikim. But on yom echad, if it's about the relationship and not about the actions, we don't say anymore, yeah, Vayere, vayivoker. Hashem says, overhaul the whole system, throw the whole thing away. There's Maisim Shel Rishon, there's Maisim Shel Tzadikim. You did an Aseh with Karis, without Karis. You did a Los Aseh, there's Mrs. Bezin, there's Chil Hashem. Vayer Vayvoker, Yom Echad. Doesn't matter. Overhaul the whole system. Because you came to the place of Echad. And in that place, the Kohen Gadol doesn't exist because Am Yisrael doesn't exist because it's just one entity. You return back to the Vayu L'Basar Echad, we become one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we become one with Hashem in that place, there is no more Chid. It's chasam dekala. And I don't think that it's a mistake that the end of that pasuk, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moe b'vo l'chaper b'kodesh ad say so. You know what the next words in the pasuk is? Pasuk says, v'chaper ba'ado ba'ad beso. The Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Kodesh Kodesh, v'chaper ba'ado ba'ad beso. Everybody knows what you learn from that pasuk. The Gemara says, when a person walks into the Kodesh Kedashim, when the Kohen Gadol goes to the Kodesh Kedashim, he has to be married. So much so that Rabbi Yehuda even paskins in the Mishnah, that we have to have a backup wife for him, we have to do this whole crazy gymnastics, halachic gymnastics, to make sure that in case this happens, it'll be that he divorced his wife at this moment, and then he... Because he has to be married when he walks into the Kodesh Kedashim, because the Pasuk says, V'chaper ba'ado ba'ad besa. He needs to be mechaper for his house, ubeisa zuishta. Because the Kohen Gadol learns from this relationship of binyan adead. V'hiskin lamimenu binyan adead. He learns from the relationship that it's possible for two to really be one. And it's possible for Am Yisrael, for a nation that's one, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, to become one with Hashem. And the moment of oneness with Hashem, the Averis go out the window, and the Kala can do whatever she wants in front of the Chassan, there's no embarrassment. So I began with a story, I'll end with a story, in the tradition of my Rebbeim. The Sar Shalom of Bells, the Bells Rebbe, the first Bells Rebbe, was married to a woman by the name of Malka. And from all accounts, him and his wife had a very special relationship. The relationship between the two of them was the envy of everybody, even though, you know, a Rebbe and his Rebbetzin, probably a little bit private. But anytime anyone ever walked into the room, the two of them were there together, there was something very special about the relationship. And Rahman al-Islan, his wife, passed away before him. And the Rebbe took it very hard. So hard that the Chassidim thought it was a little weird. You know, here's the Rebbe, the Sar Shalom of Belz. Sar Shalom of Belz was an angel. So Shiva and Shloshim, but, you know, it kept on going on and on and on. And it was after the Yurtzeit already. And one day, the Rebbe's Shamish overheard the Rebbe sobbing deeply. And he couldn't help himself, but he was listening to his Rebbe, Torah hi, v'lomar ani tzarech. And he listened to his Rebbe, listened carefully through the door, and he heard his Rebbe saying, "Oy, Malka, 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 Malka. Malka, what's going to be?" And I guess the Shamash was leaning a little bit too close against the door because he made a little rattle of the door, and the Rebbe heard him, and he came out of his... And he said, "Who's there?" And the Shamash admitted, he said, "I'm sorry, Rebbe, I heard you crying, I wanted to check to see if everything's okay, and I overheard, and I could..." And he said, "Rebbe, I don't mean to be..." You know, they never do in the story. "I don't mean to be about chutzpah, but Rebbe, it's been over a year already, and the Chassidim need you, and you haven't been the same." So the Rebbe said, "Yeah, I know, I know." But he said, "I want you to know that what you just overheard, I think you misunderstood a little bit." He said, "Of course I'm broken. But you overheard me, I was talking to Hashem. And I was saying to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand. I'm a person. I'm a human being. And if I could do anything in the world, if there was anything in the world that I could do, the one thing in the world that I would do is I would want to bring my wife back. If I could make one request, if I could do one thing, the only thing, I would want to bring my wife back. To be one with her just for one more second. So I understand me, I'm a human being, but Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand you. I know how intensely I feel that I would want to do that, but I can't. But you, Ribbono Shel Olam, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. And in a second, if you want to bring your challah back, you can bring your challah back. So the Sar Shalom was not like you and I. Ribbono Shel Olam spoke back. And Hashem said, "Shalom, you know, if my challah was yearning to be back with me the way that you and your Kala were yearning to be back with each other, it would have happened a long time ago." And a little bit, that's where the story ends, but Libi Omerli, my heart says, that when the Shamash walked by the door and he heard the Sar Shalom saying, "Malka, Malka, Malka." The Sar Shalom wasn't talking about his wife Malka, he was talking about the Malka. He's saying, "Oy, Am Yisrael, what happened to you? The Malka. You're the Malka of the Melech. You're not an Eved of the Melech. You're not even a Ben of the Melech. You're not even a friend of the Melech. You're the Malka of the Melech. Yom Chasun Aso, a person can enter into the place of relationship with Hashem where the oneness erases anything that happened before." So we have to thank the Melech for giving the Malka an opportunity to sit together as we're waiting to enter the station at Warsaw and to prepare herself with ga'aguim shel ava, with yearnings of love, that we can prepare ourselves for just a few more minutes before we enter into the Yom Chasun Aso, till we enter into the Kodesh Kedashim as a tzibur, as a community. When we enter into the Kodesh Kedashim, and all of the Jewish people become one, which is so much what anybody who's connected to Hask is about. The unity of Am Yisrael is the prelude to the unity of Am Yisrael with Hashem. It's much easier to have a unified Am Yisrael become one with Hashem than to have 600,000 parts be unified as one. So it's an amazing opportunity to sit together as a tzibur, as an extension of the holy work that we're doing in the summer, and to try to come together as one here, so that our oneness here can prepare us so that when we enter into the Kodesh Kedashim during the Musaf of Shmona Esrei, in just a few short hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at us and say, I've been waiting so long for you. And you know what? I'm glad, and it's okay, that you have to make the last minute preparations in the Kodesh Kedashim. You didn't do it outside. I'm sure everybody feels that way. You know, if we could do it like the tzedukim and have everything, you know, the shirt will be pressed and there won't be any stains. We'll have, you know, our hair will be nice and everything that had to be done was done, and we walk in fresh. But Hashem says, it's enough already. Just come in. Come in, however. Just come in. You'll fix it up inside. And whatever happened, happened. But you'll come in and we'll fix it up inside, because we'll be zocha to come in together as a binyan ade'ad. Not just together, husbands and wives, but husbands and wives first and foremost as an extension of the beautiful relationship between Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechintei, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Jewish people. We should be zocha to enter lifnai v'lifnim to Yom HaKadosh V'Anora, Yom Kippur, to Gula Shlema V'Mitzvah Mehir B'Nom.
Amen.